Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody. This is your boy Deacon Chance O live on the hottest block talk radio show, It's the Barbershop. Good evening. I hope everyone is staying dry, warm, relaxing. I ate. Just great to tell you, we're ready to have some fun in a few minutes. To all the ones that's on Facebook, appreciate you chiming in. The ones on Twitter, Google Plus, and all social media. Thank you. If you want to call in and make a comment, the number is 657-383-1505. 657-383-1505. Press 1. In the comments, try to keep them to probably 2 or 3 minutes. Give everybody the opportunity to make a statement or a comment on what we're talking about. Today's topic is Let's Talk About It. We're just going to free flow. We're going to talk about anything and everything. Feel free to chime in. Like I said, 657-383-1505. Press 1. I will call the last 4 numbers of your phone number, and I will ask you to say your name, chime in, ask a question, and make a comment. Again, topic is Let's Talk About It. Before we get into this, we get ready to go into prayer. Then after that, we're going to have some fun. So feel free to open up your mouth. Don't be scared. Here at the Barbershop, we want everybody to get involved. Men, women, we're not here to do no fashion. Ask questions about anything and everything you want to. You know, feel free. Open up your mouth. Closed mouth don't get fed. With that being said, let's go into prayer real quick and get God honor and the glory. God, we come to you humble as we know how today. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for giving the activity of our limbs. God, we just want to say thank you. If we had 10,000 tongues, God, that's still not enough to tell you thank you. We thank you for who you are, not for what to do, but for who you are. Thank you for loving us when we didn't love ourselves. God, we just ask you to protect the people that's driving up and down the dangerous highways. It's raining, it's snowing in certain areas. God, we even asking you to protect the ones in California through the brush fire that has got out of hand. God, we even asking you to cover the schools, the churches, the government. God, we just asking you to show yourself worthy. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Again, welcome to the Hottest Blog Talk Radio Show. This is your boy, Deacon Johnson Odom. Today's topic is let's talk about it. Again, we can talk about anything and everything. Keep it clean. Keep your comments to a minimum of 3 minutes. We're just going to have fun. We're going to let our hair down as usual. You know, again, thank you for y'all's support. I'll start off with, you know, for the last couple of months, we've been talking about friendship and relationships. So it has been interesting. I have had a lot of conversation with people since the show, the series we have been doing, and a lot of people say it's very good. You know, I give the credit to God because he's the one that gave me this topic. And it's we need this right about now, especially when we're talking about friendship. We were talking about building a relationship with God, building your relationship with your friends. You know, that's some of the things we do. We support one another. We encourage one another. We love one another. We also have church up here. You know, we've seen times when the Holy Spirit came in and showed itself. You know, with that being said, call us 631-7-6317. We're going to get this party started right now. Hello?
Yes, sir. What's going on, brother?
Yeah, what's going on, Pastor Jay? What you know good?
Hey, just doing the best I can with what I got.
Oh, that's good. How the family doing?
Everybody fine. Can't complain. Woke up this morning with the activities I live, so can't complain.
All right. We got Pastor Darlene up here, too. I told her earlier today, the topic is let's talk about it. It's, you know, whatever you feel free to talk about, you know, that's what we're going to talk about today. So either you or Darlene, if y'all have anything to talk about, anybody, like I said, just press one. Come up with a conversation. Come up with a topic. Ask questions. I got two of my good friends right here. They love God like I do, and if you have any questions or want to make some comments, start a conversation. Let's go. What about you, Pastor Jay?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and let y'all lead off. I ain't been too, you know, just winding down, so, you know.
Okay. Pastor Darlene?
Oh, I didn't really have anything. I guess just sitting here thinking about the last few sessions that you've been holding, just dealing with the friendship, the relationship, intimacy. And I guess today, I was just thinking about during this time in my life with me, so to speak, reinventing my life since the marriage breakup, and just thinking about what a friend I have in Jesus, the one who has kept me, you know, through it all. And I was just thinking someone had made someone that I've normally when I'm out singing, and this musician had made a comment that they were interested in me, and it made me nervous. And I was like, wow, you know, I've been single all these years and just reinventing my life and not even thinking about a relationship. And I'm just so caught up into God. It's like, do I really want to free myself up to really intervene on that route again? So that's just where I'm at, where my mindset is right now. Do I really want to intervene, you know, allow myself to go that direction again? Because I like, I'm just enjoying my freedom, my me time. Loving God and He loving on me, if that make any sense to anybody. But that's just where I am, you know, right now. I guess I just had like a nervous feeling If mm-hmm. it make any sense.
I will say this. The Bible does say, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. And it also mm-hmm. says, too, he defines a wife, finds a good thing, and obtains favor with the Lord. So, you mm-hmm. know, so you know, things to think about. You know,
yeah,
and
that's
with,
true.
With a woman, you know.
Go ahead, Pastor Jay.
With a woman, you know, a woman's supposed to work on preparation, preparing themselves for mm-hmm. what God has for them. So, you know, your mindset ain't to be thinking about a man or going on a date. You're supposed to be preparing for what God has for you and who he has for you. So when he finds you, he finds a good thing. Then he'll obtain favor with you. Do you understand where I'm coming from and where I'm going?
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. I think for me, because the other one didn't work, is I think I just have that, I hate to use this word, but I'm just going to say it, the fear of rejection and the fear of being walked out on. So, therefore, you know, I think I've gotten to a point I just buried myself in church. And that way it keeps me from not.
like I said once again, they that wait on the Lord, they that wait on the Lord.
Gotcha.
you know, it's interesting that you know, Pastor Jade, you said it, because every time I see that, especially when it comes to women, I'm looking for. Then, you know, people ask questions. All I do is what you just quoted, Proverbs 18:22, and leave it at that. Simple as that.
That's true. I still just get nervous. I ain't looking, but it's like one have presented itself. He's in the church, actively involved. It still makes me nervous.
I mean,
well, do you want to hear?
If you really look at
real,
it, he's
real stuff.
Oh,
huh?
You want me to keep it real?
Yes, I want you to keep it real. Don't shuck bucket.
Okay, well, I'm gonna bring it to you like this. We gotta always go back to Proverbs 3:5-6. You gotta trust in the Lord all your heart, because you just said something that kind of show a little lack of faith when you said you in fear. That Christ is
gotcha.
God is not the author of fear. So that's why we're supposed to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. So you lean to your understanding.
Yep.
And all your
exactly
you're supposed
right.
to acknowledge. And when you acknowledge him in all your ways and all your relationships and all your situations, then he'll direct your path on where to go. Because when we preparing ourselves for what God has for us, see, when you meet an individual, you got to first and foremost have a spiritual connection as well as
mm-hmm.
a natural connection.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's when you know it's they sent by God. When you connect in the spirit as well as in the natural. See, the natural part is what it is. The natural part
right.
is doing
mm-hmm.
the same, saying the same. But the spiritual connection, what will guide you through situations, what will bring you through situations, what will bring you out of situations, is the spiritual
mm-hmm.
connection. So that's why a lot of marriages and relationships don't last, because Christ is not at the center of it. So what
mm-hmm.
you got to do is stop worried about a man and worry about the man.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I understand you 100%.
You focus on the man, which is Christ Jesus, and trust in him with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. And all you is acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path, and he'll direct your path. He'll send you right in the midst of the intersection. So when that man, that husband, that vehicle is coming, that vehicle will not miss you. It will find you. And then y'all will connect in his timing, Christ's timing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So don't worry about relationship dealing with an individual. Now, it's all right. Now, if you feel in your heart that you want to, get yourself out to find your friend and maybe, let a young man take you out to eat and, because we got to test the waters. We got to be out there.
Right.
And to see if there's a spiritual connection. It's like he got to see if there's a spiritual connection. So that's the problem with people nowadays. They don't court one another. See, back in the old days, we court.
True.
They don't. They so busy all about a hookup. See, when you court a young lady back in the days, we went to their parents' house. We sit there. We went there. We met the parents. We heard stories about the individual and what type of background they came from. We really learned the ins and outs of the individual before, we decided we wanted to put a time in. But nowadays, folks just want to hook up all because somebody look good. Everything look good ain't always good for you. So, we want to be able to have ourselves in position to have a standard that we still represent the kingdom as men and women of God when we introducing ourselves to an individual and make sure that we are joined on a spiritual connection because everybody in the church ain't saved, nor are they sanctified and Holy Ghost filled. See, the devil, he has disguises too because that's his job to kill, steal, and destroy. So, the individual might look good or talk a good game, but we supposed to be led by the Spirit. That's why we supposed to seek Christ, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. So all these things will be added upon us so he can give us a spirit of discernment to be able to test the Spirit by the Spirit. So therefore, if an individual come before us, then if there's a spiritual connection, then we know Christ is in it. If there's a spiritual disconnection, we know we need to create. You need to turn around and run the other way as quick as you can.
Run for my life.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's right.
I got one. I got one. I don't mean to cut you off. I see this all the time. I've seen it on this group I'm in, and they were talking about, I even asked this question, for the men, if you met a woman and you was very interested in her and she told you that she wants to wait until marriage, would you stay or would you go? When I heard this statement, right, when the comment, the dude made a comment. Said, I'll stay, but I have me a chick on the side. Now, you know how we talk, we keep it real.
Right.
What's your reaction to that, Pastor Darlene?
Well, honestly and truthfully, I made that statement to the gentleman that has expressed interest in me, and I said, I'm a pastor, and I said, I'm going to keep it real with you. If you think you're going to go to bed with me before marriage, then you better look another direction because it ain't happening here. And he said, I'm not trying to go to bed with you. I'm trying to get to know you to see where it can go. So I was like, oh, okay.
So in other words, I'm trying to get to know you before I go to bed with you. In other words.
No. No, I'm not going to bed with you until you say I do. But if you think you're going to be talking to me,
I'm not saying what you said. I'm telling you what he said.
Oh, okay.
So first and foremost, if he shared the same values as you did, he would have came off and said, "Look, I understand that, and that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get to know you because my beliefs are the same as yours."
Right.
Okay. What do you think about what I just said?
Well, what I think about what you just said, about what you just said is that very immature answer.
Mm-hmm.
And that comment don't even deserve to be commented on because that's a dog. That's not nobody led by Christ. Yep. That's a player. That's a player mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Because first and foremost, where the love at? It's no love in that. If you love an individual, then you will wait for them.
Mm-hmm.
You'll wait. You'll understand their morals and their values, and you will do what needs to be done to make that woman a honest woman. I tell these guys all the time, mm-hmm. living and shacking up with these women, so, man, won't you marry them? You living with them. Won't you make her an honest woman? And look at me like, huh? Yeah, why don't you make her my honest woman? Because you'll see, mm-hmm. you shacking with this woman. You using mm-hmm. this woman.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you, if you love her the way you say you love her, why don't you marry her and make
yeah,
her honest?
That's true.
So you don't want somebody talking that noise. You don't want, come on now, that's all that is, a bunch of noise. That's not a man.
Yeah.
A man, a real man,
yeah.
especially a real man and a man of God don't say stuff like that.
Mm-mm.
Come on now. You had your chick on the side. Well, why get mad?
Yeah.
Why get
mad? Why waste our time?
That's right.
Because you don't love her. You don't love her. You playing games. So if you're going to play
mm-hmm.
the game, stay on out there and continue playing your games. Don't sit there and take
mm-hmm.
a young lady and use her like that and hurt her like that. So,
mm-hmm.
That's very trifling. So, no, I don't agree with
that. Yeah, because I look at it this way, you know, like you said, it's trifling. It's, you know, it's crazy. Because nowadays, folks ain't playing around when it comes to relationships, even in marriage. They get pissed
mm-hmm.
off. Man, they subject to kill you.
They shoot you.
You say something about divorce, you know. And it was just, I'm sitting there like, really? You really think like that? And it's just amazing how people, you know, when you ask a question like that, you know, like my grandma say, when folks get to drinking that alcohol, the truth going to come out. Let them keep getting that oil in them. They're going to tell the truth. You ain't really got to say nothing. Just want another drink?
Right.
Sooner or later, they're going to tell everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad that people really think like that. Even women think like that. You know, I got to test it before I stay. Because when we get married, and all of a sudden it ain't what it says it is. But just
yeah,
like you said,
that,
if you wait on God, then you don't have to worry about that. Because he's going to give you what your heart desires. So why are you going to sit here and say, well, I need to test it first? Okay, well, if you go test it and something happens, you get a disease or you get pregnant, and he still don't love you, and you still don't love him. Because you done brought an innocent child into the life. Now you got yourself in a situation with health issues because you're not paying attention.
Well, like, there's I threw out a poll amongst several women in church, women not in the church, and the question was, what do you do when you've waited until you've gotten married, and then you find out that once you're getting ready to be intimate on your wedding night, that either he can't perform, or he's not. Doesn't have the, and I don't want to be
keep it real.
But I say, or he doesn't have the size to perform, and so the comment, even from the women from in church, some were even in ministry and not in ministry, said, "Well, I'm gonna test it before I even." You know, I would have already found out. And I said, well, what if you with a gentleman who says, listen, I'm 100% celibate, and we're not going to be intimate until, you know, we get married. And they were like, well, no, I'm going to have to test it, or I'm going to be done seeing it before I get married. And I'm like, seriously? So I'm like, go ahead.
I mean, like I said, you know, this is the things that I, you know, that's why I like having these conversations right here, because we get people to really think, you know, to see what people are thinking, and it's sad, you know, that you got people in church that think like the same ones, the people in the natural, in the streets, you know, like Jerome said, if God is the center of your relationship, and you know who God is, why are you worried about what they have? Because God will not send you
right.
nobody that's not going to be able to take care of all areas. And it's sad that you people have to go, well, I got to test it before I got to see it.
Mm-hmm.
If it ain't right, at least I still got the side chick on the side. Okay, going
yeah,
back to that one, what if you messing with the side chick on the side and she mess around to give you something? Because you sit here waiting on the one that says she wants to wait till she get married.
Those are ways of the world. What y'all talking about are ways of the world. See, first and foremost, see, the Bible was meant for the man and the woman to wait till marriage. But once you done went out there and you done sampled it, you got a taste of it, then you got to try to uphold that standard to the last good thing that you had. And that's where the problem comes in. See, if a man is celibate and waited, and a woman is celibate and waited, so that anticipation and excitement, and when they come together, he might be a little bit premature, but it won't be no problem with him performing or her performing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We got a caller. We got 6747.
Yes, hello everyone. My name is Phyllis. I'm listening to everyone, but I have actually encountered a pastor teaching the congregation that you're supposed to test the car before you drive it. Now, this was something he told the congregation, and so a lot of people, you know, even though we know what the word says, but you know, there are a lot of people that are teaching contrary. And I actually have encountered some pastors that, you know, single men and women that say that, you know, they're not waiting, that, you know, they want to make sure that, you know, they're compatible before, you know, they get married. Now, to me, you know, I believe that, you know, God knows the desires of your heart, and I believe that if you follow God's word, that everything is going to be right when you come together. But and even basing marriage on the wrong foundation, I don't feel like it will be right anyway, because it has to be based on the right foundation, God first, and that includes his word. But I just wanted to say that there are a lot of people that, you know, that are not following God's word, and it you know, makes me wonder, you know, who is living holy today? Who is, you know, abiding by God's word today? I know of a person that I encountered some years ago that told me that, you know, they go into the church and they actually pray on women, especially the single women. They said that they sit there and they look at the ones that are praising God the most, and they said that it's mostly the single women with children. And he said that he would go from church to church, and he knew that they were practicing celibacy, and he would get them to go back on their word. And he would get them to have sex with them, cause them to backslide, and then he'd move on to the next one. So, I mean, it's real out here. That spirit is real out here. So, you know, we really got to be prayed up. You really got to have, you know, the spirit of discernment of what comes your way, because the enemy, by whatever means necessary, he will come to try to kill, steal, and destroy everything that God called you to be. And, you know, that's your purpose too, you know, your destiny. He will try to annihilate you before you can even get to that point. And the enemy knows what you like. He'll send it up in a beautiful package wrapped in a bow.
Sure will. Yes,
he
will.
But I just wanted to share that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This has been real interesting, because these are the things that we have been talking about so far. We do not talk about, you know, it happens in the church, but they don't teach the right way to handle things. And it's sad that, you know, you got men and, you know, women doing it too. We can't leave the women out. I'm not trying to male bash nothing, but it happens. It happens inside the church, and it's sad that you got people that are going in there looking at people who praising God, who honors God, but then, like you said, that ain't nothing but a trick of the enemy. Man, this has been an awesome show. We're going to do this again. This is what we're trying to do to bring in the new year, to get everybody to interact, express how you feel, talk about what's going on in church, talk about this what everyday issues outside the church. And, you know, once we come together and everybody help one another, because it's like you said, iron sharpens iron, we learn from each other's testimony. And this was a good show. I really enjoyed it. Look how many people participated.
Me too.
Talking about these things, because it happens. This happens. This is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom. This is the hottest block talk radio show. I hope everybody come back this Sunday. I think we're going to do this again. And again, I thank everybody for your love and support. I thank you for Pastor Darlene Walls, my road dog, Pastor Jerome Pittman. My shout out to my auntie in New Jersey, Aunt Kim. I love you. Thank you. This is your boy. I hope y'all have a blessed night. Peace.
Peace.